The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I am sorry to briefly interrupt your old-time radio programming to bring you updates and information and resources related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You could also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Go online to knockoutflu.org to find a vaccination location. Our state-level news for today includes that the border between Canada and the U.S. will remain closed for at least another month for most individuals who aren't essential workers or those with immediate relatives on either side of the border. The U.S. Embassy in Canada stated that the border policy applies to automotive, commuter rail, and ferry travel, but not to air, rail, or sea travel. Washington State University announced the cancellation of 2021 spring break because of COVID-19. Instead of a traditional spring break week, the university plans a series of single days off midweek. Additionally, WSU is also asking students to stay home after Thanksgiving this year until the new semester starts if they plan to go home or socialize with others during the holiday. The last day to register online to vote in Washington is October 26th, 1 week away. You can register, update your registration and address. You can find the status of your ballot and more online at votewa.gov. Local election information is available online at piercecountyelections.org or by calling 253-798-VOTE. You can call or look online if you don't receive your ballot in the mail by Wednesday, October 21st. Again, that number is 253-798-8683. Our regional news for today includes that the YWCA of Pierce County is offering a new virtual art therapy group for teens ages 14 through 18 who have experienced dating violence. Email redefiningLove at ywcapiercecounty.org for more information or to register. Moving on to Tacoma news. Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting virtually tomorrow, October 20th at 6 p.m. It will air on TV Tacoma and will be live streamed on tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live. The City of Tacoma will also host a virtual town hall meeting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st. Where staff will give a brief presentation on the budget and then offer opportunities for attendees to give feedback and ask questions. The meeting will be held via Zoom. Go to the City of Tacoma's Facebook page and look under Events for links or call 311 in advance of the meeting to get login and call-in information. The budget proposal can be viewed in advance online at cityoftacoma.org/budgetdevelopment. The University of Puget Sound, located in North Tacoma, announced that it plans to conduct in-person instruction in the spring, if health conditions allow. The college anticipates up to 1,300 students living on campus for spring semester. 44 isolation dorm rooms will be available for students who may require it during the semester. Campus community members will be tested for COVID-19 at least once per week during spring semester. This Wednesday, October 21st, and this Friday, October 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Food is Free Project of Tacoma will be facilitating the distribution of farm-to-family boxes that will contain cooked protein, dairy, and produce. Anyone experiencing food insecurity is welcome to pick up food free of charge at the Calvary Baptist Church parking lot at South 65th and C Street. Boxes must be refrigerated within 1 hour of pickup. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include Tuesday, October 20th, the Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, the Sprinker Recreation Center in Spanaway, and the Nourish Pierce County office in Spanaway will hold mobile testing events. On Wednesday, October 21st, testing will be held at Asia Pacific Cultural Center, at the Tacoma Dome, and at the 6th Avenue Apartments at 2302 6th Ave in Tacoma. On Thursday, October 22nd, the Church for All Nations in South Tacoma, the Salvation Army in Puyallup, and Clover Park Technical College in Lakewood will all host testing. And on Friday, October 23rd, the City of Bonnie Lake will host free COVID-19 testing. No ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. Many of those testing events run all day from about 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but check the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org/COVID test for specific times. As well, Community Healthcare, with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood, is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you are not a community healthcare patient. Call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. And if you missed any of the phone numbers or websites that I read out during today's daily briefing on this wonderful and a little bit blustery and certainly a little bit dark Monday, October 19th, you can always email us daily@ktqa.org. You can visit our website, daily.ktqa.org, where you can always see any daily briefing, all the ones that we've been doing since March. Click on the title or the date, and it'll bring you to the recording and a read of all of the updates and resources. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Again, our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number, if you want to call us or text us, is 253-330-8821. We hope you have a wonderful start to this week, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.